Audio Learn presents AP English, complete review for language and composition and literature and composition sections of Advanced Placement English. Developed by experienced professors and professionally narrated for easy listening, this course is a valuable tool when preparing for your Advanced Placement English or AP English exam. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you need to know to succeed on the test. The material is accurate, up to date, and broken down into bite-sized chapters. There are quizzes and key takeaways sections following each chapter to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. In this course, we will cover language, literature, and composition over the following chapters: the basics of good writing, the basics of literature, literary analysis, poetry, AP English literature free response questions, analyzing nonfiction texts, the tools of persuasion, AP English language free response questions. We have also included a follow-along PDF manual containing the entire text of this audio course, as well as all passages, poems, and excerpts we'll be reviewing in the audio. The basics of literature. In this section, we will review the basic and foundational elements of literary analysis. You'll use this material as you answer the multiple choice questions and as you write essays for the free response questions. Section 1. The Foundation. There are four basic aspects of a literary work that will form the foundation of any literary analysis. Let's review those now. First, you will need to understand the idea of point of view. To begin, know that the narrator is the person who tells a story. Remember that the narrator is not the same as the author. A woman living today might write a book where the story is told by a man who lived in first century Egypt. She is the author, but an Egyptian man is the narrator. There are three different points of view that a narrator can have: first, second, or third person. You have a first-person point of view if the narrator speaks in their own voice. You will easily be able to recognize this because it means that the passage will include words such as I, me, and my. If a story has a first-person narrator, the narrator is usually the most important person in the story. This is called the protagonist. The second-person point of view occurs when the narrator is speaking directly to the audience. You will easily be able to recognize the second-person point of view because the word you will be included. The second-person point of view is not very common in literature, although it can occur. The third-person point of view is probably the most common. A passage is written in the third person when the narrator does not use I or you and instead uses pronouns such as he, she, or they. In a third-person point of view, the narrator is outside of the story. They are not a character in the story, but rather are telling the audience the story. Some novels will switch which point of view is being used. This is usually done in different chapters. For example, a novel may begin with this sentence: I took a long look and my heart sank. This would be first-person point of view. If the next chapter begins with Matilda stole the gun and she escaped, and does not include the pronoun I or you at any point, then it is told from the third-person point of view. A third-person narrator can either be omniscient or limited. The word omniscient means all-knowing, so an omniscient narrator knows everything, including what people in the story are thinking. On the other hand, a limited narrator is missing some information. For the AP English test, it is not enough to simply be able to recognize which point of view is used. Rather, you will need to use your understanding of the point of view in order to analyze the literary work. For example, you might have a question that asks something like this: the point of view of this passage is best described as, with answer options including a historian, a merchant, a beggar, or a soldier. Correctly answering that question would require you to think carefully about what the passage reveals about the narrator and then answer accordingly. It might help to ask yourself, how would this story be different if the point of view were different?